Class 6, Subject Physics, Chapter 1, Matter. When we look around, we observe that our surroundings are made up of different kinds of things. They may be living or non-living. They are plants, animals, toys, clothes, etc. Even though they are different things, they have one thing in common, and that is they are all made up of matter. They are different from each other in shape, size, color, texture, and appearance. Thus, matter is everything that has mass and occupies space. The two basic properties of matter are: it has mass or weight, and it occupies space. What is mass? The quantity of matter contained in a body is called its mass. What is volume? The amount of space occupied by any substance is called its volume. Now listen carefully. What is matter made up of? Matter is made up of tiny invisible particles called atoms. Mostly, atoms do not have independent existence. Therefore, they combine with one another to form molecules. A molecule is the smallest particle of a substance that can exist independently and has all the properties of that matter. Now, open page number 10. The definition of matter, atom, and molecule is given in red color. Matter is that which has weight and occupies space. Atom. An atom is defined as the smallest unit of an element which may or may not has an independent existence but always take part in a chemical reaction. Examples: atom of sodium, atom of gold, atom of aluminium. Molecules. A molecule is defined as the smallest unit of matter which has an independent existence and can retain complete physical and chemical property of the matter. Example: a molecule of water, a molecule of ammonia, a molecule of carbon dioxide. There are three states of matter: solids, liquid, and gas. Solids: blackboard, table, stone, box, etc. are the examples of solids. Milk, oil, water are the examples of liquids. Hydrogen, carbon dioxide, nitrogen, oxygen are the examples of gases. Now, open page number 11 and look at the figure of arrangement of particles in solid, liquid, and gas. In solids, the molecular arrangement is well organized. The space between the molecules are minimum. The particles are held together by strong intermolecular attraction. So, they are rigid, means firm, have a definite shape. In the case of liquids, the layer of molecules slip and slide over one another. The space between the molecule is medium and the attraction between the molecules are intermediate. And in gases, the particles are not at all organized, due to which the particles move randomly. So gases flow in all directions. The space between the molecules is also maximum. The force of attraction between the molecules is very weak.